Are you single but would rather not be? Are you interested in dating but just haven't met the right person yet? Don't worry, hang in there. Why, the love of your life could be right around the corner. In fact, you could run into her at the grocery store. She could be buying lettuce, and you could be looking at one of those strange root vegetables and casually remark, I have no idea what this is. And she could say it's celeriac, and you could both look into each other's eyes and fall instantly in love. And then you could both mount a magical winged horse and fly off on a tropical honeymoon. And the horse could talk. Or you could call It's Just Lunch. The dating experts at It's Just Lunch will introduce you to great people and will arrange all the details for some great dates. All you have to do is show up and have fun. Look, they know what they're doing because they get to know you. So stop dreaming and start dating. It's Just Lunch. A smarter way to date.
Call 312-881-5225 or visit itsjustlunchchicago.com.
In to ZipRecruiter's easy-to-use interface. No juggling emails or calls to your office. You can quickly screen candidates, rate them, and then hire the right person fast. Find out today why ZipRecruiter has been used by Fortune 100 companies and thousands of small and medium-sized businesses. Right now, here's what you get just for listening. You can post jobs on ZipRecruiter for free by going to ZipRecruiter.com/play. That's ZipRecruiter.com/play. One more time, to try it for free, go to ZipRecruiter.com/play.
Hey, it's Matt Spiegel. If you or your bed partner have sleep apnea, snoring is likely the worst part of your nightly routine. Once the snoring starts, one of you probably moves to a different room to try and get some sleep alone. CPAP is the first line of therapy for sleep apnea, but studies show about half of the people given a CPAP machine don't even use it. Now, there's a silent, mask-free sleep apnea treatment option keeping couples together in the same room. It's called Inspire. Inspire is an implantable device that works inside your body with your natural breathing process. It delivers mild stimulation throughout the night to keep your airway open, giving you and your partner the restful sleep you need together. Inspire is FDA approved and currently being offered in over 100 leading medical centers across the country. The freedom to sleep like everyone else is just a click away. Visit InspireSleep.com to learn more, review important safety information, and to find a doctor in Chicago who can help you determine if Inspire is right for you. Go to InspireSleep.com. That's InspireSleep.com.
Guys, if you're one of the many men dealing with erectile dysfunction, you know the strain that it can put on your relationship. Maybe you've tried some of the pharmaceutical treatments with little success and harsh side effects. Discover the new you with help from the New Male Medical Center with a location near you. They have a 98% success rate in treating ED. 98%. Amazing. Guys of all ages have reclaimed a healthy sex life without any of the harsh side effects of the pills. And if you've been feeling sluggish and kind of foggy and moody, you could have low testosterone, known as low T. New Male can treat that too, providing you with renewed energy and sharpness. And if losing weight is your goal, New Male's all-in-one medical weight loss program could be right for you. Call the experts in men's sexual health, New Male Medical Center, today.
Hiring is a great sign that your business is doing well. And because you're succeeding, it's natural to work with others at the top of their game. As the world's number one job site, Indeed.com has more than 200 million visitors a month and delivers more hires than Monster, Craigslist, and LinkedIn combined. And we can deliver for you. Right now, we're giving new users a $50 credit to post a sponsored job on the world's number one job site. Claim your $50 credit at Indeed.com/promo. Terms and conditions apply.
This is the opportunity you've been waiting for. For a limited time, get Xfinity X1 and internet from Comcast for only $79.99 per month for 24 months. Enjoy the same rate for 2 full years with 2-year term agreement and enrollment in EcoBill and AutoPay. Plus, get $150 back when you sign up today. Over 140 channels, a voice remote you can speak to, and access to Netflix. Compare that to DirecTV. Plus, with Xfinity X1, you can stream thousands of shows and movies on any device, anytime, anywhere. Get blazing fast internet speeds up to 75 megabits per second. Compare that to AT&T. And keep connected on the go with millions of nationwide hotspots. Switch now to get this limited time offer from Xfinity. Only $79.99 per month for 24 months. Enjoy the same rate for 2 full years with 2-year term agreement and enrollment in EcoBill and AutoPay. Plus, act today and get $150 back. Call 1-800-XFINITY now. Offer ends 3/21/2017. Requires enrollment in EcoBill, paperless billing, and AutoPay. Netflix streaming membership required. Restrictions apply. Not available in all areas. New customers only. Equipment tax and fees, including broadcast TV fee and RSN fee extra, and subject to change. After promo, regular rates apply.
Open the voice of the fan for over 25 years. We couldn't have done it without you, the Score listener. Thank you for 25 great years. This is Sports Radio 670 The Score. WSCR and HD Chicago. WJMK HD2 Chicago. Broadcasting live from the Hyundai Studios. Scoreboard update.
From the Chicago Wolves Update Studio, I'm Matt Abaticola. The second place Wolves host Texas Wednesday night at 7 for Craft Beer Night at Allstate Arena. Tickets are only $11. Visit ChicagoWolves.com.
Find a way that me and Jimmy can be better to help these guys. And, you know, we got to go with the fam, sit down with Coach today and see ways that, you know, we can affect the game a little different, because right now they're just watching us, you know, on these pick and roll. So we got to figure out a way to be. Us to be better so we can help everybody else be better.
Well, at least somebody's watching. That's Dwayne Wade talking about he and Jimmy Butler needing to play better to help the younger guys. The Bulls, they've lost 5 in a row. They fall into the 10th spot in the East. Tonight, they play at Charlotte. Game tips at 6. Elsewhere, Milwaukee travels to Memphis. The Hawks take on the Spurs. The Clippers visit Utah. College hoops, big story of the weekend. Northwestern headed to the tournament for the first time in 78 years. As the 8th seed in the West region, they'll take on Vanderbilt on Thursday. In hockey, the Blackhawks are off today. They play in Montreal tomorrow. The team signed forward Anthony Lewis to a 2-year deal. He'll report to Rockford. NFL notes, Nick Foles is returning to the Eagles on a 2-year deal. Spring training, the Cubs take on San Diego. John Lackey starts, first pitch at 3:10. White Sox play the Indians with Carson Fulmer on the mound, first pitch at 3:05. Outfielder Charlie Tilson will be reevaluated today. He is scheduled for an MRI on that foot. World Baseball Classic, the Netherlands, they just escaped Israel 12-2 in a game earlier today. Tonight, Venezuela takes on Italy, first pitch at 8. This scoreboard update brought to you by Riverfront Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram in the North Aurora Auto Mall. The security leader for over 140 years, trust ADT to protect your home, family, and all you care about. When you have ADT security, it's more than a sign in your yard. It's a line in the sand. Visit ADT.com. I'm Matt Abaticola, and you're listening to 670 The Score, celebrating 25 years of Chicago sports talk and the radio home of the world champion Chicago Cubs. This is Chicago's number one sports radio station, 670 The Score and 670thescore.com.
This hour is brought to you by Wow! Internet, cable, and phone.
Welcome back, my friend, to the show that never ends.
The Bernstein and Golf Show.
The Bulls, you look at the schedule, and you look, and yeah, and Jimmy can play only three quarters before his legs go now.
Joffrey LaVerne goes crazy.
Go crazy!
That's your man's.
Why is he... No, that's not right.
Because it's going to staple you to Bulls basketball at some point, and you're going to have to watch because he's only going to be in the fourth quarter, either to close out a game that they desperately need to win or to be in a blowout.
There it is. They're much better off losing at this point. The possibility of them being able to get another lottery pick is right in front of them. You know, you hate to say it, but it's the best thing that could happen to them is if they miss the playoffs.
Bernstein and Golf, the new afternoon show on The Score.
Zach Miller, what do you know about Mike Glennon?
I was with him in Tampa. I was able to work with him on a daily basis to the point where him and I were working together on the same unit. He's not coming in and trying to put on a show. He's a good dude. We're just going to have to give it a chance, man. I'm obviously biased because, hey, I love Dowell. Great football coach, great person to be around. And we're just going to have to give him an opportunity to take Mike in and see how they work together. And I have the most confidence in what Dowell can bring to our offense. And Mike, obviously confident in himself. And we got to be better around them. All of us do.
More action. More excitement. More everything.
Bernstein and Golf, weekdays 1 to 6 on Chicago's Sports Radio 670 The Score.
I refuse and reject you
nope.
Gifting me with Joffrey LaVerne against my will.
Nope. That is yours and yours only, my friend.
I don't want Joffrey LaVerne to be mine.
Sometimes you have to basketball vegetables before you get your basketball dessert. Your basketball dessert was this, Houston and Cleveland last night.
This meal has been flipped over. This entire table has been dumped on the floor.
What, Kenny Williams walked in and flipped
the spread over for this because the Bulls thing, when that game is on and I look and I saw on Twitter they were down 17 to 4, I said, that's a wrap. Man. That's a wrap. And I hung the I'm not interested sign on there and didn't watch a minute.
Really? See, now this is why I love you. Because I was away from Twitter, everything, for the entire day. Like, we took the baby south to see family members.
Baby, you're going south.
All right, Dad. So, no, yeah, we took the baby to the south side to see some family members. And, you know, by the time we got home, I had to clear up the second room because we're going to be gone. So my little sister is going to stay there with my lady and the baby. So I'm cleaning up the other room. And I was like, you know what? I forgot to do something. I was like, and she's like, what's up? What did you forget? I'm like, I forgot to watch the Bulls game. I hadn't been around social media all day, right? So I pull up a seat.
Ooh, this should be fun.
They did not score for the first 5 minutes.
Did you hear Hubie?
56 seconds.
Not a particularly good way to start.
Apparently, and I
5 minutes and 56 seconds. Real deal. I think the four of us and Matt, and I'm not joking when I say this, I think the four of us and Matt can score in an NBA game. In 6 minutes. I think we can.
You're like throwing it from half court. Yeah, eventually one's going to go in.
Throw up a three or something like that. You know, maybe somebody becomes, you know, not entertained or doesn't feel like...
Are you not entertained?
Like, I'm not joking here. I feel like we can get a bucket in 6 minutes. You don't think so, Shep? You don't think we can get a bucket in 6 minutes?
Well, I think we have
one basket in 6 minutes.
You have to have somebody like playing 4-on-5 defense or something. You just got to be cherry picking.
I don't know how it would happen.
You know how hard it is to shoot over an NBA player?
Yeah. Right.
Okay. Yeah. No. We get some, you know, some old school heads that come out and play ball with us. Everyone, not NBA guys, but guys who have been overseas and stuff like that. Yeah.
I mean, I've played games with real players.
That's what I'm saying.
It's It's a different thing.
It's hard, but I feel like one person can be open and one shot can be thrown in.
I don't think with any of us it matters how open we are.
6 minutes. Bulls didn't score for the first 6 minutes of an NBA basketball game. If you want to laugh today, I've done it before with Bears drive charts. Go to the Bulls play-by-play of the first 13 possessions of that game. If you just want to get a chuckle as to what happened, go to the play-by-play of that game. And I'd like to say this to you, Dan Bernstein, since you're stuck with Joffrey Laverne. Shep is stuck with Cameron Payne. Because if that is what you traded Doug McDermott, Yusuf Nurkic, and Gary Harris for, because essentially that's what happened here, right?
He's bad.
Have you seen Nurkic on Portland?
Nurkic was averaging like 17-9 for the last 2 weeks.
Ballin'. Gary Harris, Doug McDermott's going to get his chance. Cameron Payne. You know, we talk about guys who could play ball and guys who are NBA basketball players. Cameron Payne can probably play basketball. Cameron Payne is not an NBA basketball player right now.
No, he's a D-League player.
Doesn't understand score. Doesn't understand the situation. Slow down. Marcus Teague was functional. Like, he was... Marcus made Jeff look like, you know, the scholar of the group. Like, come on, man.
Yeah, I know Marcus had some issues with information retention.
And...
Yeah, and processing
and
speed.
Ability.
Yeah, and ability. All right, here's your Bulls play-by-play.
Give it to me, Nate. Right,
start of the first quarter. Jump ball, Johnson versus Lopez. Portis gains possession. Now, what do you want me to read? Just the Bulls side?
Yeah.
Okay. Wade turnaround jump shot missed.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Starts out, yeah. All right. Everybody misses one to start out the game.
All right. Bradley jump shot missed. Butler rebound.
There you go.
Grant floating jump shot missed. Grant rebound. Portis hook shot missed. We're 1 minute in. Okay. Thomas 3-point shot made.
Of course.
Butler driving reverse layup missed. Horford rebound. Crowder 3-pointer missed. Butler rebound. Portis jump shot missed.
Too many Portis jump shots missed already from my take. Yeah, go ahead.
We're 2 minutes in. Crowder rebound, Horford turnaround bank shot. Made. Portis driving layup missed.
Why is Bobby Portis shooting so much?
It was blocked by Johnson. Okay. Crowder rebound. Thomas turnover. Grant steal. Portis turnover. Bad pass. Bobby's putting on a clinic right now. This is
Bobby playing his way to Serbia right now.
Hello and welcome to League.
I am Bobby Portis.
Welcome to Continental, which we spell with a K.
All right.
Keep going.
Bradley layup. Butler driving layup missed. Portis rebound. Wade 3-point shot missed. Butler rebound. Portis jump shot missed.
There's so much Bobby Portis.
Why is Bobby Portis getting all these opportunities to shoot the ball?
We're only at the 8:26 mark of the first. It's going well for them, though. Bradley rebound, Thomas jump shot miss, Portis rebound, Butler jump shot missed, blocked by Horford. Horford rebound, Bradley three-point shot made. Chicago timeout.
And we'll be back.
That's at 7:47 of the first. And apparently, I haven't heard this, but apparently Hubie Brown was just like just excoriating them. Like he was insulted by their lack of offense. All right. But
that's from downtown. It's Iron and Crowder with a Tom Brady pass to Bradley. See, no pro coach wants to see this, okay? You do not want to see this. This is garbage basketball. Well, we got 5 minutes plus to play, and we're in the third quarter. You want to see your guys getting back here right now, and you want to do something about this. You do not want to be embarrassed on national television, and especially since you're at 10th and you're only two games on a loss side out of possibly getting into seventh.
Sure doesn't look like it here.
Let me tell you something. Hubie Brown has turned into the guy who still knows ball, says it a little bit, quotes a lot of numbers. We love him because he's our Uncle Hubie. Hubie doesn't go down that road very often. For you to offend Hubie Brown to the point where the league that
where
loves,
he's mad at you,
and the game that he was legit angry.
This is garbage basketball.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Legit angry at what he was
turning
watching.
Into West Side Mike.
Right, that's right, real deal. Yeah.
Like, this is hot garbage,
man. That thing, Dan.
I'm not done here.
All right,
we're just at the 7:47 timeout.
Starting to warm the offense up.
Yep, and right. The first thing, Portis substitution replaced by Joffrey Laverne. This is the state of Bulls basketball when you have a punitive substitution using Joffrey Laverne. The Frenchman's going in for you. Hello? So, okay. Mm-hmm. The next line of play-by-play, Laverne floating jump shot miss. So basically, you should have left Portis in.
Right. You just switched out the floating jump shot misses.
Right. Johnson rebound, Bradley miss, Grant rebound, Grant turnover, bad pass. Thomas missed three, Wade rebound, Wade driving floating jump shot miss. Horford rebound, Thomas 3-point made. And here we are at 6:05, Wade jump shot. Made.
There it is from the right wing. Dan, Boston didn't even play well.
Congratulations.
I watched that entire game.
You did?
Me and my child sat there and he threw up all over himself.
I'm calling DCFS.
Several times. I threw up on myself several times. I didn't see or hear about what was going on Twitter or social media, so I didn't know to stay away from that game. I was probably going. This is the thing you should be embarrassed about. Like we're joking about it, we're having a good time, but if you're the Bulls, you know why you should be embarrassed. Not only did it take you 6 minutes to score against Boston, it took you 6 minutes to score against a Boston team that just come home off a 5-game road trip. Where the last game they played is the toughest place to play physically in the NBA to bounce back from in Denver. So they played a Friday night game in Denver, got home Saturday morning, and had to play a Sunday afternoon start at 2:30. The NBA pretty much screwed them with any other team in the league.
And you know what?
People bet on the game after Denver quite often. If you go to Denver, you find out if that team's playing a back-to-back, you bet against that team. Like that is known in the NBA. Then they had to get up early the next day. It was pretty much like a back-to-back because your body has no time to recuperate after a 5-game road trip. You got a tired, slow, uninterested Boston team, and it took you 6 minutes to score a basket. Six. You should be ashamed. If you're the Bulls and you're John Paxson, you're Gar Foreman, you're Dwayne Wade, you're Jimmy Butler, you're anybody on that squad. The guys that's not going to be here, Isaiah Cannon, Michael Carter-Williams, Rajon Rondo, Chris Felicio.
Stop naming Bulls.
You should be ashamed of yourselves. And there's so many times we could say that this year. Last night, or yesterday, I should say, is one of them as well.
And it is reminiscent, too, of one of the final straws for John Gross at Illinois. There were two things specifically. I mean, he was going to go. The pressure, especially from a lot of the powerful Chicago people, was really building. But when they got blown out by Michigan in this tournament, and you had Michigan completely out of sorts, yeah. almost forfeited. And they left it up to the players. They want to do it. They're completely messed up. Their rhythms are all screwed up. And the fact that Illinois was the team that looked that had nothing and got, curb stomped.
At least they didn't lose to a team that was in a plane crash.
Right. That mattered. That mattered to Whitman. You got blown out. You got blown out by a team that was in a plane made your crash. Decision,
mattered.
And the other thing too.
Come on.
The other thing that they're really mad about
was that
they spent a lot of money to rehabilitate Assembly Hall.
Yeah.
They spent a lot.
Oh, yeah.
And got the State Farm money. Mm-hmm. And when that place is half full or less.
Sponsors are like, yo.
Uh-huh. The old ROI problem, little return on investment issue. And Whitman said something about that. Like, he showed a picture of it. It was full. And Rockin's like, we got to get back to this. Because they didn't spend all that money to have that place half full. That's a problem for America. They don't want that. And then he's like, hey, Monty Williams, hey, listen. This giant pile of money. And no, I'm good. I'd rather not coach Illinois, even for that giant pile of money. And now here he is without a search firm trying to figure out what's next.
And what you have to do here very quickly is make sure that top 10 recruiting class doesn't become the 43rd recruiting class in the nation. What you got to do is you have to, if you're Whitman, I don't know if you have to be on the phones with those parents or those kids, but somebody's got to be on the phone at all times until you hire a coach. Because even after you
holding hands, yep.
Yeah, even after you hire a coach, a kid may be like, hey, what are you running again? Because if you're not running to get my ass to the league playbook, I'm going to Cal or I'm going to UCLA to go play with, you know, LiAngelo Ball. Or I'm going, they got a top 10 class still, if I'm not mistaken, right? They still got the top 10 class in effect. Like, this is where the rubber meets the road. You can have your coaching search when the cupboard is thought of as being bare, but when you're getting ready to put those groceries in, and those groceries can run away from you.
Yeah, that's the thing. These are the old groceries with feet.
Right. When you're getting ready to put that live lobster in the refrigerator where you can just spray it with the water bottle every couple of hours, and that lobster's like, you know, you ever done it? You ever kept them alive? Are you?
I don't make my own lobster. Yeah, that's your thing.
You're not a lobster daddy, so you wouldn't be sitting there making the lobster. But yeah,
I don't cook lobster at home.
No,
no. I'll go out and get it. I'll put on a bib and I'll have them bring it to me.
What's the?
I just haven't.
You don't think that you can do it just as good as?
I'm sure.
Shout out to Shaw's and all our people out there.
I'm sure I could, but
really?
It's a thing you do when you're yeah.
Really?
Yeah, I'm gonna sit down and I'm gonna put on a show. There's gonna be a cloud of
violent.
Yep, it is. You think me eating chicken wings is
really?
A sight to behold? Yeah.
So am I the only one on the staff that does that? Like, Tanny, do you make?
I've never bought a live lobster. No, just the frozen lobster tails.
But you made them. Yeah. And Shep. Well, living where
I've made lobster bisque before.
Shep buys young, you know, Somalian kids, so I know he's got some lobster. Yeah, he's rich. You didn't know about that? You know, Shep is the new.
Well, I know him he's and got his lady. Place
yeah,
down here.
Brangelina,
the
these two
yeah,
over here. Yeah, they just. They
no,
just
I have people
brown
make
people
lobster for me.
There it is.
He goes to Kenny Williams' house.
Exactly. Right.
Steals them. Yep. And then he goes. No, I did not
so
know that.
Long.
I did not, like, I would have never.
It's just not a make in the house thing for me. It's a go
anything,
out. And
anything else like that? Like you, like if you have it, you will have had it out, like outside. It doesn't, you know, it doesn't register in the house for you.
I don't do
anything else like that.
I don't do a lot of whole fishes. That generally, if I'm going to do
head
that,
on.
Head on, like I'll either do like a like a bronzino or a Mexican style.
I'm with that.
I mean,
outside.
Oh my god, some of what we had in Mexico, where it's just coming off the boats and you're pointing to it and mm-hmm. they show it to you, and the next thing you know, it's right there. And I don't
rock.
I mean, occasionally there's a. I like the. I'll do a stuffed rainbow trout, just stuffed with herbs and with just a little bit of butter and you know, something simple like that in a glass pan. But
so other shellfish like. Do you take care of other shellfish in the house, or you go out to eat?
But pretty much
really?
The only thing I'll make crab cakes and I'll make shrimp stuff.
You make your own crab cakes?
Oh yeah,
nice.
I love crab. That's yeah, come so over easy. Are you kidding?
Don't
easier
do that to
crab
me.
Cake.
You're in front of me on the air. Hey. They're not easy enough for me to make. Obviously.
Yeah, they are.
The hell?
Come on.
Kidding me? Really? Come
cake?
On. I'm not lying.
Can
to you
make a meatball? You can make a crab cake.
I've never made meatballs before.
You've never made a meatball?
No, dude, you got to get crumbs and all that other stuff.
Are crumbs difficult to come by?
No, I just haven't got time for that, man. I've been rolling around in meat and stuff. You know,
it's fun. It's tactile. Your hands get all kind of gooey. You get the raw egg.
I have fun with food like that.
It's therapeutic to squish it's good.
There's other things that could happen that, you know, while that's being done, that are therapeutic for me. I just, you know, go in the room and handle business and come out in the meatballs.
Now we're in territory I'm not comfortable with.
What do you mean? You just made me feel like some kind of outsider because I told you about the lobster. You get it in the bag. It's still moving around. You spray it with the water every, you know, an hour, 2 hours, and then you throw them in there and you hear them scream.
That's not really screaming. It's air escaping.
How would you know?
Because I know
you've never cooked them before.
But I know that that's the truth, the myth of the screaming lobster.
How do you know?
Because I've read about it.
Do you believe everything that you read?
InfoWars is talking about lobster cooking. Now.
My Stormfront recipes. That's you don't subscribe to them? Come on, man.
Jeremy Werner, the publisher of Scouts Illini Inquirer, is going to join us at the bottom of the hour, and Bernstein and Goff on the Score.
After 78 years, Northwestern is finally going to the NCAA tournament.
Northwestern head coach Chris Collins joins us.
What you see this year was a real tough-minded, confident group that went out and got what they deserved. Just excited to be their coach and to go out to Salt Lake City and have a chance to compete.
Congratulations, Northwestern, and good luck in the tournament from Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago's sports station.
This is Jim Rome with the CBS Sports Minute. The NCAA tournament field is set, so why don't we start our day by talking about who got jammed by the selection committee, or better yet, who thinks they got jammed, starting with Syracuse and head coach Jim Boeheim. They've got a huge issue with not getting in. Personally, I don't. Sure, they had some quality wins. In fact, more than anybody who was on the line, 6 top 50 wins. Truth is, Syracuse has nobody to blame but themselves this time. How you're playing late in the season matters every single year. That never changes, and they lost 5 of their last 7. And for every good win they had a bad loss to offset it. They may have beaten 5 top 50 teams, but they lost games to 5 sub 100 teams, and they were 2-11 away from home. And if the committee let Syracuse in, their 84th in the RPI ranking would have been the worst ever for a tournament team. They simply did not do enough to get in, and I've got no issue with Syracuse being on the outside looking in. I'm Jim Rome.
Hiring is a great sign that your business is doing well. And because you're succeeding, it's natural to work with others at the top of their game. As the world's number one job site, Indeed.com has more than 200 million visitors a month and delivers more hires than Monster, Craigslist, and LinkedIn combined. And we can deliver for you. Right now, we're giving new users a $50 credit to post a sponsored job on the world's number one job site. Claim your $50 credit at Indeed.com/promo. Terms and conditions apply.
Business owners, are you looking to relocate? I'm John Malanafee. Do you want a central location near Interstate 294, Eden's Expressway, public transportation? Then consider Wheeling. Wheeling has Chicago Executive Airport, 14 million square feet of manufacturing space, and is home to the Westin and famous Restaurant Row. New businesses may be eligible for tax incentives. Join Valspar, FedEx, and Bob Chin's. Call me at 847-499-9094 or visit wheelingil.gov. Your business will take off in Wheeling.
This is the opportunity you've been waiting for. For a limited time, get Xfinity X1 and internet from Comcast for only $79.99 per month for 24 months. Enjoy the same rate for 2 full years with 2-year term agreement and enrollment in EcoBill and AutoPay. Plus, get $150 back when you sign up today. Over 140 channels, a voice remote you can speak to, and access to Netflix. Compare that to DirecTV. Plus, with Xfinity X1, you can stream thousands of shows and movies on any device, anytime, anywhere. Get blazing fast internet speeds up to 75 megabits per second. Compare that to AT&T. And keep connected on the go with millions of nationwide hotspots. Switch now to get this limited time offer from Xfinity. Only $79.99 per month for 24 months. Enjoy the same rate for 2 full years with 2-year term agreement and enrollment in EcoBill and AutoPay. Plus, act today and get $150 back. Call 1-800-XFINITY now. Offer ends 3/21/2017. Requires enrollment in EcoBill, paperless billing, and AutoPay. Netflix streaming membership required. Restrictions apply. Not available in all areas. New customers only. Equipment tax and fees including broadcast TV fee and RSN fee extra and subject to change. After promo, regular rates apply.
Patients coping with end-stage illness can't wait. Neither should you. Get the guidelines to hospice eligibility today. Go to VITAS.com/eligibility. That's VITAS.com or call 888-VITAS-80.
Kids, K-A-R-S, Cars for Kids, 1-877 Cars for Kids.
org/acts. Pickup is quick and easy, and so is making a difference in the life of a child.
1-877 cars for kids. KARS cars for kids. 1-877 cars for kids. Donate your car today.
CBS Tuesday. Michael Weatherly is Bull.
Dr. Bull.
Dr. Jason Bull is the best trial consultant in the business.
Dr. Bull profiles every juror.
We know what they're thinking from the beginning.
You can't control a trial like this.
You can't.
Guilty or innocent, the verdict you get depends on the jury he picks.
Can you help my son?
Absolutely. The new series, Bull.
It's not enough to tell the truth. You're supposed to be on my side. I may be the only one who is.
CBS Tuesday or stream it live or on demand.
Recently on the WBBM Noon Business Hour.
The U.S. economy added 227,000 jobs in January. Is that a surprise to you?
It was. We had raised our estimate based on some earlier news that we got this week that suggested that our employment market was doing well, but it exceeded even those expectations. A great way to start the year. This is a very large number, Chris. As we've discussed before, when we get 100,000 jobs created in a month, that's about the break even given the nation's demographics. So this obviously is more than twice that.
Let's take a look at quality of the increase.
Leaders were construction and retail. Construction we'll have to take with a little grain of salt. It had been a mild January for most of the country, and that allowed projects to go forward. We'll probably see a little retreat there. But across a lot of other industries, the job gains were widespread.
For the best information on business and the markets, tune in each weekday for the WBBM Noon Business Hour on News Radio 780 and 105.9 FM, WBBM.
CBS Sunday, Taya Leone stars as one of the most powerful people in the world.
Mr. Ambassador?
Madam Secretary, I'm happy to meet you.
In one of the most powerful dramas on television.
My people are not afraid of you.
Given the state of the world right now, I think you want to stay on our good side.
She makes the tough choices.
Sometimes politics has to take a backseat to doing the right thing.
Madam Secretary.
Mr. President.
Good work.
Thank you, sir.
CBS Sunday, or stream it live or on demand.
Hiring is a great sign that your business is doing well. And because you're succeeding, it's natural to work with others at the top of their game. As the world's number one job site, Indeed.com has more than 200 million visitors a month and delivers more hires than Monster, Craigslist, and LinkedIn combined. And we can deliver for you. Right now, we're giving new users a $50 credit to post a sponsored job on the world's number one job site. Claim your $50 credit at Indeed.com/promo. Terms and conditions apply.
Who doesn't want three times more? Three times more whipped cream on your sundae?
Keep it coming.
Or three times more vacation days?
Oh, I could get used to this.
Well, WOW is now giving you three times the internet speed without three times the price. So triple down and get internet plans starting at $29.99 a month. Visit Huawei.com today. Offer for new customers and is subject to change. Certain restrictions apply. Visit Huawei.com for service descriptions, terms, and conditions.
Play.it is your new podcast network for top sports on-demand programming, including CBS sports experts and digital exclusives from dynamic personalities.
Hey, join me, Taz.
Jim Rome.
Holy Magic Man Malignaggi, two-time world champion.
The industrial strength nation.
Let's get to some news here.
The updates, the scores, lots happening.
Let's hand out some fantasy football advice.
The most addictive sports podcast today.
Play.it is delivering storytelling at its best.
This is the big league.
Hear what you've been missing at Play.it.
If this is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station. Scoreboard update.
From the Chicago Wolves Update Studio, I'm Matt Abaticola. The second place Wolves host Texas Wednesday night at 7 for craft beer night at Allstate Arena. Tickets are only $11. Visit ChicagoWolves.com.
No, I wish the upper management could be answering these questions, because I'm tired of asking the same ones every game. So I don't know. I wish I had the answer, Casey, but I don't. I don't want to say too much. I don't want to say the wrong thing. I just want to, get out there and try to play and try to lead.
That's Dwayne Wade. I hope you enjoyed his 1 year with the Bulls. They have lost five in a row. They've fallen to the 10th spot in the East. Tonight they play at Charlotte. Game tips early. It's a 6 o'clock start. Elsewhere, Milwaukee travels to Memphis. The Hawks take on the Spurs. The Clippers visit Utah. College hoops, big story over the weekend. Northwestern headed to the tournament for the first time in 78 years. As the 8th seed in the West region, they'll take on Vanderbilt on Thursday. In hockey, the Blackhawks are off today. They play in Montreal tomorrow. The team signed forward Anthony Lewis to a 2-year deal. He'll report to Rockford NFL, Nick Foles returning to the Eagles on a two-year deal. Spring training today, the Cubs take on San Diego. John Lackey makes the start, first pitch 3:10. Earlier, the team reassigned 10 pitchers to minor league camps. The White Sox play the Indians with Carson Fulmer on the mound, first pitch 3:05. Outfielder Charlie Tilson will be reevaluated today. He's scheduled for an MRI on that foot. And World Baseball Classic, the Netherlands, they just slipped past Israel 12-2. Tonight, Venezuela takes on Italy in a tiebreaker game, first pitch at 8. This scoreboard update brought to you by Rosen Hyundai's 2017 spring cleaning sales event going on now. With 2,600 slot machines, over 50 table games, award-winning dining, and luxurious accommodations for gaming, for dining, for entertainment, for adventure, Four Winds Casinos, your entertainment escape. I'm Matt Abatacola, and you're listening to 670 The Score. Celebrating 25 years of Chicago sports talk and the radio home of the world champion Chicago Cubs, this is Chicago's number one sports radio station, 670 The Score and 670thescore.com.
Bernstein and Goff on 670 The Score.
I've already used this word once. Fit is really critical to me. You want to find somebody who appreciates the University of Illinois, who wants to be a part of this program in the long term. I think you want to find somebody, ideally, who has head coaching experience. Certainly a dynamic recruiter is critical. Someone who's a strong leader, high integrity.
Well, geez, how are you going to find a do all that? That's too much, man. Pick your battles.
Well, you know, my thing is, if I ever win the lottery, I will be the chief criminal booster. Yeah, exactly. For the University of Illinois. Like, I will flood their program with the bags of money that they need to take this thing to the next level. They need a bad guy like myself.
And I'll just be ordering more Chinese food, right?
Exactly.
So you've got much higher goals than I do about winning the lottery. And you heard Josh Whitman right there, the Ernie Johnson sound-alike that he seems to be. And we now are joined by Jeremy Werner. You can find him on Twitter at JWernerScout. He's the publisher of Scouts Illini Inquirer and the host of the Tay and Jay Show on Champaign Radio with us on the Home Run In Pizza Hotline. Be the MVP of your family and grab a Home Run In Pizza tonight. Well, where does it stand now with Josh Whitman, now that multiple reports had his entreaties to Monty Williams not go as planned?
Hey, guys, thanks for having me. And, hey, Goff, congratulations on the baby boy. I got
Thank
one
you.
Myself that's 7 months old. So,
oh,
and John Hamm. John Hamm is Josh Whitman's voice.
A little Yeah, that's pretty good.
That, man.
But, yeah, I mean, obviously, this is going to be a big boy search for Josh Whitman, who really didn't have one his first time around. It was impressive how he locked up Lovie Smith. But I've been hearing Monty Williams for a long time. Some Illini fans not familiar with Monty Williams and what he had to work with New Orleans, but I think it would have been a pretty impressive hire that kind of matched up with what he did with Lovie Smith. But now we'll see what Josh Whitman has. You know, he's got a big boy search in front of him. Can he do what Mike Thomas could not? I would have a lot more faith in Josh Whitman just because he talks to some bigwigs, and I know, Dan, you've said this. Jerry Colangelo is very involved in this thing. Ron Gunther has talked to him about this coaching search. And just getting in a room with Josh Whitman and Mike Thomas is a very different experience. Mike Thomas was sometimes a smart guy, but not the personality that you kind of gravitate towards. Josh Whitman is really impressive, charismatic. I think he can win over some people, but can he win over the big names he's going to be going after? That's the big question over the next week.
Why no executive search firm? And some, I know it's been derided in the past because, say, oh, these guys, they don't have the contacts, they need all the help. It's not really about that. It's about being able to navigate some gray areas legally and ethically with them being able to work on your behalf in a way that you might not be able to face-to-face. Why is he deciding at a relatively minimal expense, based on the numbers we were hearing thrown around for Monty Williams, why just go it alone?
This is the one thing I would say is, yes, I mean, Josh Whitman was hired with the help of a search firm, and it kind of helps you cover all your bases, like you're saying, Dan. The one thing I would say is Josh Whitman has a big legal background. He graduated from law school from the University of Illinois. Most people tell you the old cliche, he's the smartest man in any room he's in. So I think he's pretty comfortable with all that. I think, you know, he'll cross all his I's and dot his T's. I don't think he'll screw this thing up. But it is something that people use it for a reason. People pay these dollars for a reason, just to cover all their bases. But Josh Whitman, I'd have a little bit more faith in, because he comes from a legal background. He could have made millions of dollars just being a lawyer. So I think he's a little more comfortable with this process. And judging what he did, you know, behind the scenes with Lovie Smith and how quiet he kept things behind the scenes, I trust him a little bit, but it is different. And it does open you up to a little bit of risk.
Jeremy Werner joining us here on the Bernstein and Goff Show. Jeremy, I think the most important name is the ones of the Big Ten recruiting class that is ranked number one, incoming and 11th nationally, Jeremiah Tillman, Trent Frazier, and Damonte Williams. While you're searching for a coach, those guys, does anyone feel that they're going to get antsy? Does anyone have to reach out to them? What do you have to reassure these young men of? And is there fear that they might be lost?
While it is the best class in the Big Ten, this is a very down year for recruiting in the Big Ten, and it's really centered around one guy, and that's five-star prospect Jeremiah Tillman out of East St. Louis. He's a big man, the kind of big man Illinois hasn't had enough of here recently, a kind of guy you need in the Big Ten to get rebounds and protect the rim. He's the main guy, and Jamal Walker, who's now the interim coach and the assistant coach, is why he's here. So if the next coach is able to keep him, I think, you know, you have a great chance at keeping Jeremiah Tillman, though. SLU and Kansas and any school that needs a big man late in the game, and there's a lot of them, they're going to be going after Jeremiah Tillman if he's released. Trent Frazier is a good point guard out of Florida that they love to keep. And then Damonte Williams and Javon Pickett, solid prospects in this state. But it all comes down to Jeremiah Tillman. It is a weird situation that John Gross finally had a great recruiting class, a top 10 recruiting class, despite all the failures he's had on the court. And Josh Whitman said that did complicate things, but much more important to get the right coach than to keep Jeremiah Tillman, though. If you can keep some of these kids and add the Mr. Basketball down in Edwardsville, Mark Smith, who's blown up this past year, you could have, the next coach could have a great start, and keeping a guy like Jamal Walker on his staff would help him, but that's all up to the next coach.
What would actually determine if they lose any of these recruits? I mean, what are the rules involved? Would somebody have to formally request to be released from their letter of intent, or is there in any way something automatic that kicks in? And not to mention illegally what goes on behind the scenes trying to lure somebody.
Yeah, there should be an automatic clause. I know some people. If you're a bigger recruit, you can actually kind of negotiate these things where if a coach is let go, like Charlie Moore, who's at Cal, Alquanzo Martin, who's a name that's brought up all the time, when he signed with Josh Pastner at Memphis, he said if Josh moves on or gets fired, that he would be able to get his release no matter what. Schools, you know, if they hire a new coach, usually they keep those recruits to their letter of intent. They hold them to those until there's a new coach, and then they allow them to talk with that coach. And if they request, you know, getting out of that national letter of intent, most schools are just going to say okay, just because if you don't, it's not a good recruiting tactic. It doesn't do well for you PR. Right. If a coach can go anywhere, a kid should be able to go anywhere if that coach leaves. So I would expect Josh Whitman to release those guys if they want to be released.
When you look at these other Big Ten schools who have been competent to successful in college basketball, you look at Michigan State, you look at Ohio State, you look at Wisconsin, mm-hmm. You can also look at their football teams. What kind of relationship does Illinois football have with Illinois basketball in terms of not only just the competition, but how you draw people to your school, what you're selling to kids outside of their basketball experience?
I'll tell you this, Jason. You know, Illinois fans, they call it a basketball program, but I think that's a problem because football is way more important. I know basketball has got way more interest down here, had a way better history, but you get that football program rolling. Look at Ohio State. Mm-hmm. I know people don't think of Ohio State basketball, but that's a better job to most coaches out there just because of what the football program has, the resources it has, and that's why Josh Whitman took care of that first. I mean, he could have fired John Gross last year, too, and he wanted to get the football thing right because he knows it's more important. He is more passionate about it. But you get a good football program and you're selling that stadium out every Saturday when you're bringing basketball recruits in, that's a heck of a weekend. You show them a good time there. And I think that's really important to get that football program back. And it's going to take more time with Lovie. He's got a good start in recruiting, but he's really just getting started. It's going to be a couple down years here, but basketball's probably got a chance to get back sooner. But I think you look at some of the best programs in the country, in Michigan basketball is great. And they find, because football is obviously phenomenal, but also the resources are pouring in. Nebraska, their basketball program has a brand new stadium that is better than any in the Big Ten, and they're starting to have a little bit of recruiting success in basketball. So I think they go hand in hand.
I always get back to the culture that is unique to Illinois that coaches have to negotiate, and sort of where we are. We know that this is a politically divided state. We know that Chicago is an island of blue in a sea of red, yet all the money, the significant money and the significant number of graduates are Chicagoans or Chicago-based, and there is sort of that divided kind of culture where you've got the downstaters who are resentful of the city for various reasons that you can project however you want, but all the money, all the resources, and much of the leadership is Chicago, not to mention that's where the players are. So how does it work? How does Illinois and Whitman, on newly understanding of this, try to make everybody happy?
He's got to hire the right guy, and getting the right guy is more difficult because of Chicago. I know most people see it as a resource. There's a lot of coaches, and I would, you know, Archie Miller's gotten a couple kids from there. I've heard he has no interest in recruiting Chicago. There are certain schools. Shaka Smart had no interest in recruiting Chicago just because they know you're expected to get every recruit out of there, but it's impossible to do it unless, you know, I know people talk about getting dirty, but it's just been a lot of politicking up there. And, you know, Illinois, you can go back to Lon Kruger, even Bill Self and Bruce Weber, and move on to John Gross. None of those guys really did well in Chicago. Bill Self didn't recruit Chicago well until he got to Kansas, when he got Julian Wright and Sharon Collins. Mm-hmm. D. Brown was the only guy he got from there. Roger Powell's from Joliet, then in Chicago. You know, Darren Williams is from Texas. Luther Head is from Chicago. But that was really, you know, him and D were the only guys. He really struggled to get a foothold up there. Lon Kruger's great teams are all out of Peoria, and there's a lot of downstate talent right now, which is why Illinois needs to take advantage of it, because they really haven't had that great relationship in Chicago. So that is what Josh has got to figure out, is do I go for a guy who can recruit that city, and that's the most important thing to me? Do I go with the best X's and O's coach and just hope he can get guys up there? It's the eternal question, because the only guy that was able to recruit there really consistently for Chicago was Jimmy Collins. And, of course, you know, the Deion Thomas fiasco happened. So Illinois got in trouble for whatever they were doing. I know, you know Bruce Pearl and all that happened, but that's the only time in their history they were really able to get Chicago.
Well, who's going to be the next Jarence Howard then? I mean, we talk about what recruiting really is and who does it, and the guys behind the coach, the guys who, you know, don't quote unquote report back to the coach, so the coach doesn't have to know everything.
Plausible deniability, yeah. They call
like,
that.
I mean,
yes.
Let's look at these AAU programs that are in this city. I mean, you got the Mac Irvin fire. You got Nick Irvin, who's been around a long time now. And you've got the Mean Streets program. At what point does Illinois say, you know what? If we do want to jump into this fray, we're going to have a guy.
Good question. You know, Quanzo, I think, makes a lot of sense there, but his on the court success hasn't been that great. You know, Tracy Webster has recruited Chicago a lot. That's on that staff. That's the most important thing. I've talked to people that know that Chicago recruiting scene really well, and they say you got to have two guys. Two guys who can recruit Chicago. And Illinois hasn't had two guys. They had Jarence under Bruce, Tracy under Bruce, and Paris Parham under John Gross. You need two guys who can really be up there a lot. You know, Jamal Walker on this staff is more downstate, St. Louis, Indiana, and Ohio. But you got to put a ton of effort into that thing in relationships. You know, Robert Smith at Simeon's been very friendly to them.
Yep.
But I've heard that John Gross and his staff just weren't up there enough. They weren't visible enough, that John didn't make enough of an effort himself to be up there. Now, would they have gotten a lot more kids? I don't know. You know, you got to win games at some point. So that is important. If Monty Williams would have been the guy, I would have been really interested to see what kind of staff he could put together. And it's something that's overlooked in college basketball. You know, we talk about football all the time, Lovie Smith's staff, and how he assembled Hardy Nickerson and Garrick McGee, stole him from Bobby Petrino at Louisville. The basketball staff is probably just as important when you have the recruiting ties that some of these guys have. So I think the staffing, you know, Josh Whitman invested millions of dollars, $4 million into his football staff, which is Michigan and Ohio State money. I wonder how much he puts into the basketball program this time, because Illinois needs a much better assistant coaching staff.
Well, if it looks like the money that supposedly was promised Monty Williams is to be believed, he's got the resources to do exactly what you say. So we will see. Jeremy, all very good stuff. Thank you for joining us.
Thanks, guys.
That is Jeremy Werner with some solid inside Illini stuff. Big decision for Josh Whitman. Coming up at the top of the hour, Chris Spitola of SiriusXM. We'll talk NCAA tournament with us a little bit later on. Tim Doyle's going to join us. Jimmy Phillips is going to join us. And also when we come back, we're going to give away another pair of weekend VIP passes to the Fanatics Authentic Show. Burstein and Goff, you got the score.
Matt Spiegel and Danny Parkins, middays on the score.
College basketball sucks in the regular season. Here's the thing, though, about why the tournament is great. You go from 64 teams on Thursday to 16 by the end on Sunday.
Spiegel and Parkins, 9 a.m. to 1 on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's sports station.
Over 3 million businesses use Indeed.com for hiring. Five times more hires are made through Indeed than any other job site. By creating the easiest, most effective hiring experience, we help businesses find great new people every day. Right now, we're giving new users a $50 credit to post a sponsored job on the world's number one job site. Claim your $50 credit at Indeed.com/promo. Terms and conditions apply.
So if you procrastinate or you forget the anniversary or the birthday, this is the service for you. It's three bouquets with vases and free shipping, all for $99. So you're going to save time and money. It's up to $70 in savings, and then you look thoughtful, and you look like you spent a lot more than you did. It's pro flowers, so you know you can trust the quality, and you know that you're going to get the seven-day freshness guarantee or your money back. So right now you're thinking of that occasion for which you're going to need to send flowers. Go to proflowers.com, look for the Pro Gifter banner right on the homepage. Pick your flowers, set your delivery dates, and you're done for a year. That's proflowers.com.
You deserve the best starting point for your successful university career. Governor State University has the major you want, student housing, and renovated labs, classrooms, and library. Discover GSU at their open house Saturday, March 25th from 10 to 2. Visit govst.edu/openhouse for more information.
My name is David Hochberg, and I'm Vice President of Lending at Pearl Mortgage. If you're looking to secure financing on a new home, give me a call. Stacy wanted to contact a realtor before purchasing a home in Plainfield. Bad move. Not getting pre-qualified by me before talking with the realtor is like sunbathing at the equator without suntan lotion. I pre-qualified Stacy to purchase a home and introduced her to Ron Wexler, my preferred Plainfield realtor. If you're purchasing a home, call me first. I'll pre-qualify you for free and introduce you to my experienced team of preferred realtors who will help you locate the perfect home. My team of real estate experts will always look out for your financial best interest. If you're buying a home, give me a call now at 312-751-1333 or visit perldavid.com. I've helped thousands of score listeners, but I can't help if you don't call 312-751-1333 or visit perldavid.com. Pearl Mortgage, an equal housing lender. Illinois Residential Mortgage Licensee 4358, RMLA, NMLS 19186.
Libra, work-wise, you're golden. Romantically, you're hot. Enjoy it while it lasts. Scorpio, take care of the details of your newest project from the start before they overwhelm you. Sagittarius, the money issues that put you on edge should clear in time for an awesome weekend. Capricorn, your week is the exact opposite of quiet at work. Just remember to spend some time with your special someone. Aquarius, you may have started the week clashing with your boss, but the week will end better. And Pisces, matters that seem outside your hands are very much the opposite. And the rest of your horoscopes are coming up soon, right here.
CBS Monday. Matt LeBlanc is taking on his most challenging role yet. Fatherhood.
I'm hungry and thirsty.
Me too.
Here, have a breath strip.
The head of the household.
Will you relax? Like, I got this.
Mommy's having a little trouble breathing.
Is in way over his head.
There's a parent education seminar this morning.
Not only do I have a pressing family situation I need to handle, I don't want to go to that.
Man with a plan.
Can we get a puppy?
Sure.
No.
No.
CBS Monday after Kevin Can Wait.
CBS Wednesday on Criminal Minds.
Let me out of here!
Sometimes to catch a killer.
We're no longer looking for a terrorist. We're looking for a serial killer.
You have to think like one.
He watched, waited, and hunted.
He's murdering those who make fun of him.
This is personal.
We should deliver the profile.
Dare to go inside.
Oh, God.
TV's number one suspense thriller.
They're desperate.
We're going to take these guys down.
Criminal Minds, CBS Wednesday, or stream it live or on demand.
Your weekly horoscope. Aries, whether you know it or not, you're a tremendous resource to others this week. Taurus, everything may not be working out just yet, but your time is coming soon. Gemini, a shakeup at work may lead to an interesting opportunity. Cancer, no need to accept your first offer. Shop around. Leo, having fun is one thing. Having fun with company is another. Keep an eye out for a new special someone. And Virgo, a new idea or new way of doing something will completely change your world. And the rest of your horoscopes are coming up soon, right here.
Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
Right now, caller 6 of The Score's contest line, 312-591-6700, wins a pair of weekend VIP passes to the Fanatics Authentic Show, March 17th through the 19th at Donald E. Stevens Convention Center in Rosemont. You and a guest will enjoy early entry, multiple autographs, and express lines to meet and greets. One more to give away before 6 o'clock, after which we are taillights out to O'Hare Airport, grabbing a plane to Arizona so we can do 2 shows from Cubs camp here at Bernstein and Goff. Coming up next, Chris Spatola breaks down the NCAA tournament field on The Score.
Cubs and Sox fans, The Score's baseball expert Bruce Levine is live on air and online from Arizona for both the Cubs and the Sox camps.
The Cubs did it a little differently. They started with trading for position players through the draft. Worked out beautifully. The Quintana situation. We're starting to hear more about Robertson than Quintana.
Bruce Levine, only on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's home for spring training baseball.
CBS Sunday. The NCISLA team knows the game.
I always expect the unexpected.
They can even the score.
Never a dull moment, is there?
Never.
And when they make a move...
This is our investigation now.
You can't lose.
So we got a plan.
Let's roll.
Well, we're all just one big, happy, slightly dysfunctional family.
I believe that's called a win-win.
NCIS Los Angeles, CBS Sunday, or stream it live or on demand.
So many great opportunities to buy. You're never going to want it to end. And now for the third year in a row, Chevy is the most awarded car company. J.D. Power's choice for large SUV, it's the Chevy Tahoe, of course, the perfect blend of contemporary design and legendary capability and performance. The 2017 Tahoe offers a truly premium driving experience no matter what you're doing or where you're going. And for right now, qualified buyers can get 0% APR for 60 months on the 2017 Tahoe, plus $4,500 in total cash allowance on select models. And now for a limited time, qualified buyers can get up to 20% off MSRP on select Chevy models, including the Chevy Spark, the Impala, and Chevy Sonic vehicles. And with models like that, it's no secret how Chevy became America's fastest growing full line brand. There's never been a better time to sign and drive. Visit your local Chevy dealer today or log on to Chevy.com. Chevy, find new roads.
Welcome to CBS This Morning.
We are following breaking news.
We have new information.
A lot of important questions this morning.
What will it take to move the needle when it comes to gun control?
You believe that World War III will be cyber warfare.
What will be the impact on the global economy?
What should be the U.S. position with Vladimir Putin?
What do you think is the biggest misconception about Wall Street?
We have been covering the issues.
One of the great things about journalism is you are an eyewitness to history.
More real news every morning on CBS This Morning.
CBS Sunday. This season of Elementary has everybody talking.
I fascinate. This cannot be helped.
Critics call it impressive.
No murder should go unsolved.
Magnetic and fascinating.
He's out with some friends.
Since when does he have friends?
Inventive.
Is anything you're doing legal?
Define legal.
Never underestimate Sherlock Holmes.
Are you trying to clear his name?
If by you, you mean we, then yeah.
Elementary. CBS Sunday. Or stream it live or on demand.
Mortgages aren't my specialty, but it is for Ryan Kelly and the Home Loan Expert Team. They're a bank and still have money to lend. If your current interest is not in the twos, call Ryan Kelly and the Home Loan Expert Team now. Ryan Kelly and the Home Loan Expert Team work hard so you don't have to. If you're looking to refinance or purchase a home, why would you go anywhere else? Call Ryan at 773-770.
Recently on the WBBM Noon Business Hour.
The U.S. economy added 227,000 jobs in January. Is that a surprise to you?
It was. We had raised our estimate based on some earlier news that we got this week that suggested that our employment market was doing well, but it exceeded even those expectations. A great way to start the year. This is a very large number, Chris. As we've discussed before, when we get 100,000 jobs created in a month, that's about the break-even given the nation's demographics. So this obviously is more than twice that.
Let's take a look at quality of the increase.
Leaders were construction and retail. Construction we'll have to take with a little grain of salt. It had been a mild January for most of the country, and that allowed projects to go forward. We'll probably see a little retreat there. But across a lot of other industries, the job gains were widespread.
For the best information on business and the markets, tune in each weekday for the WBBM Noon Business Hour on News Radio 780 and 105.9 FM, WBBM.
40 Cypher blades are worn and streaking. Stop by O'Reilly Auto Parts and save $8.
Play.it is your new podcast network for top sports on-demand programming, including CBS sports experts and digital exclusives from dynamic personalities.
Hey, join me, Taz.
Jim Rome.
Holy Magic Man Malignaggi, two-time world champion.
The industrial strength nation.
Let's get to some news here.
The updates, the scores.